John, yesterday you put a little bit of blame on yourself about your team and where it is, not being able to get them to a crossroads right now. And not to make an excuse for you, but to be fair, is that harder to do when you've had very limited practice time since taking over?
Well, I don't know. I think some of the things that we need to improve on in the mental part of the game doesn't always happen on the ice, in directing these guys to get to the right road. After yesterday, when we had just a really good work day, a really good practice day, we need more of those days. I think that'll help us. But I'm not going to cop out on that. I think it's the job of the coaches here, and especially me, to not let this get too farther away from us and find a way. So that's the responsibility of a coach, and is to make sure the direction is clear and make sure we're taking steps in the right direction.
You know, we've talked about the mental aspect from the players. I want to ask you about the coaching mental aspect today, because when you look at your team, everybody's different. Obviously, Ryan Johansson, you're still trying to find the buttons to push to get him to go, but his button would be different from a Cam Atkinson or a Matt Calvert. What is that challenge like for a coach to figure out what makes every guy tick?
Yeah, and that's, to me, that is the fun part of coaching. It's not always the X's and O's. It's trying to figure out what goes on in each person's head, which button to get there, to touch, to make it work, and also to be cohesive, as you have 20 individuals and try to get to all those 20 and then turn into a cohesive unit. It's hard. That's something you can't find, you can't look at. It's in your head, but it's the most interesting part of coaching. So you put them through gamuts of tests and test them here and talk to them there and see how they respond, and you try to find a way. And that's where I think I have not done a good enough job and gotten there quicker with Joey and a number of players and trying to get them to be the best they can be.
I was thinking about this earlier today. Of all the major sports, football and basketball, guys go to college before they get into the pros. You've got baseball where they spend a lot of time in the minor leagues. You very seldom have 18, 19, 20-year-olds playing at the highest level in the world like you do. Does that make it a bigger challenge?
Yeah, you just don't know, and it's a great question, because you just don't know how hard you can push them to try to get that, get them to be there. You don't know their maturity. Everybody matures mentally, physically, at all different rates, and then you put it under an umbrella that you need to win, and so there's a lot of things that go on. But that's the most fascinating part about coaching, is trying to get that worked out. So that's a big part of our job. But if you do it wrong and you put a guy in an area that he's just not ready, he's 19, 20 years old, you may hurt him. And it may take you a little time to get him recovered. So you got to be really careful here. And I haven't made enough right decisions. I don't think I've done enough positive things to get guys on the right road. And we're going to continue to work at it.
Is that what you were kind of talking about in Florida the other day with the kids, worried about the kids and where they are and where they're going to be?
Yeah. I'm concerned, because I have some concerns that I don't think I've done a good enough job with some of the veteran guys to get them on the right path. And then it kind of turns into you worry about their habits, especially impressionable kids. And we've got a couple of young ones here. Even Murr, who hasn't played a lot, has been injured and still just a young man in the game. You want them to grow in the proper way. And I'm certainly not running down the veterans, but it's trying. And when you're losing games like we are, it really magnifies. And it's easy to fall into bad habits. And it's human nature to start pointing fingers at one another. That's the worst thing that can happen here. We got to get into a bit of a foxhole here together and try to figure this out together.
Last time you played the Dallas Stars, they were a team that to me looked like they're built for the regular season, not the playoffs. They were wide open. They were run and gun. From your team's standpoint, is it difficult to play against a team that tries to hit that home run with a long stretch pass all the time?
Well, I think the difficult thing for us tonight is you look at their record. They're one of the best teams in the league. And we have kind of gone about our way here and in the wrong direction. You don't want to fear them. Because if you start fearing a team, you are apprehensive on the ice. I think we've got to be really aggressive. I think if we can get pressure on this team on their back end, it doesn't give it enough time to make those long passes and spring their players. So we no matter how it is, you got to try to amp yourself up and have confidence. Even though we're in a little bit of a jam here as far as losing some games, you've got to get on the attack. And I think that'll solve some of the problems as far as their long passes.
Torch, thanks. Good luck tonight.
My pleasure.
That's head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.